Manage all of your ViewSonic devices with My ViewBoard Manager Advanced. IT admins can easily set up, manage, and maintain ViewSonic devices through a secure cloud-based dashboard. Enroll devices faster with QR code scanning, download apps, schedule remote software updates, or send out urgent notifications. With ViewSonic, device management has never been easier. Broadcast alerts, manage devices, better together. Sign up for a free 90-day trial at ViewSonic.com.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV. Or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. On behalf of, from my family to yours, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. I'd like to wish each and every one of you a very Happy New Year. Coming up on this edition of the League Wraparound, we have a preview of Week 17 and Week 17's game picks, plus the latest on Nathaniel Hackett, of course, Tua Tagovailoa, also a surprise in the world of retirement, and then also a big coaching change in the world of college football. So that's coming up right on this edition of the program. Once again, on behalf of, from my family to yours, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. Hope you stayed warm. A lot of people in many parts of the country experienced some brutal winter weather. We hope you stayed warm, you stayed safe. And again, from my family to yours, I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous and a blessed and a Happy New Year. All right, now here are the scores from the most important games from Week 16 in the National Football League. Thursday night football, rainy, windy, chilly. Hey, the weather was ugly, and so was the play in the Thursday night matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New York Jets. Jacksonville handled their business, beating the Jets 19-3. We had the Seattle Seahawks going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs handled their business, beating Seattle 24-10. The Cincinnati Bengals squared off against the New England Patriots. It was a very close game, but in the end, Cincinnati would go on to win 22-18. The New York Giants squared off against the Minnesota Vikings in a thrilling game in Minneapolis. Greg Joseph's game-winning 61-yard field goal made the difference to help Minnesota beat New York 27-24. A classic NFC East rivalry game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys would beat the Eagles 40-34. Christmas Day action was between the Green Bay Packers and the Miami Dolphins. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers hold on and keep their playoff hopes alive as Green Bay would win 26-20. Christmas night, Sunday night football saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against the Arizona Cardinals. It went to overtime, but the Buccaneers held on to beat the Cardinals 19-16. Monday night football between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Indianapolis Colts. It was all Chargers all day. L.A. would go on to beat Indianapolis, final score 20-3. And those were your scores from the most important games from week 16, in the National Football League. All right, now it's time for my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Denver Broncos. Denver, if you watched that game on Christmas Day against the Los Angeles Rams, the Broncos were not just beaten, they were manhandled times 10. They were in front of a worldwide audience on Christmas Day with the Rams beating the Broncos 51-14. It was just all sorts of chaos in that game, much like Denver's season. You had Russell Wilson and the offensive linemen going at it. Then you had Brett Rippon, the backup quarterback, sticking up for Russ. And him and the offensive lineman, Dalton Reisner, they're going at it. Then Randy Gregory throws a punch in the game. It's just been what you saw in that Christmas Day game against the Rams has basically been a carbon copy of the Denver Broncos 2022 season. Inconsistent play, high expectations, but low reward on the field. It was high risk and very low reward. And Denver cut bait earlier this week with the firing of Nathaniel Hackett. Yes, after one, well, you could say a half of a season because he didn't finish the season, but he finished a half of the season with a record of 4 wins, 11 losses. So Nathaniel Hackett was brought in during the offseason, and Denver was hoping that with the organization landing head coach Nathaniel Hackett, they thought Aaron Rodgers would be a part of the package deal. Aaron decides to stay in Green Bay, signs the extension, and then this is how the Russell Wilson thing came about when Denver worked out the trade with Seattle. Right now, Seattle is winning this deal so far, and I think the first step with the Broncos getting over the hump and improving for 2023 was firing Nathaniel Hackett. So now with the firing of Nathaniel Hackett, yeah, the new interim head coach that's in right now, there's only two more games left in the regular season. Jerry Rosberg is his name. Excuse me for not remembering his name. The current interim head coach is Jerry Rosberg for the Denver Broncos. So there's only two more games left in the season for the Broncos. Season's over with. They're already looking ahead to 2023. Bottom line is this. With the firing of Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson, let's face it, to Russell for the next 5 years. They can't trade him. And if they do try to release him, there's going to be a big hit on the salary cap. And it's just so much that the Broncos gave up to get Russell Wilson from Seattle. So they're determined to make this work. They're going to pull out all the stops to try to let Russ cook once again, because this year Russell wasn't cooking anything. Matter of fact, I don't know if he was Uber Eats or Door Dashing or whatever it was, but it's just been no excuse for Russell. No excuse just for the Denver Broncos. And it hasn't just been Russell. It's been the offensive line. It's just a lot of injuries that really hurt Denver. Now, defensively, Denver has been solid all year long. They haven't been able to get it done offensively, but the firing of head coach Nathaniel Hackett is the first step in hopefully things turning around going forward in the Russell Wilson era for the Denver Broncos. Storyline is going to be Tua Tagovailoa. We know about Tua's story at the University of Alabama, winning a national championship, doing great things in his college career, but we also know about the injuries that he sustained during his time down in Tuscaloosa, suffering a hip injury, having multiple ankle injuries, and on top of that, having a concussion. Well, Tua has entered the concussion protocol yet again. This is the second concussion he has suffered in 3 months. If you go back to earlier in the year, back in week 3 against the Buffalo Bills, he briefly left the game after taking a hit. It was first reported that he had a back injury, but after the game, the NFL Players Association suspected that the Dolphins might have violated the concussion protocols by letting him back in the game. If you remember watching that game, when he was knocked down, he had gotten up, but he was wobbly for a brief minute, and the Dolphins claimed that it was a back injury, but it was later revealed with the investigation that he did suffer a concussion. The following week, week 4, Thursday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals, he took a sack. He hit the ground hard in the back of his helmet, hit the ground really hard. And he had this weird response with his hands. I mean, it was very gruesome to watch it. Long story short, he was stretched off the field with head and neck injuries. And he was out for several weeks. Teddy Bridgewater filled in for him. And then he came back and was very solid, did his thing on Sunday Night Football against the Steelers. Came in and he performed very well, returning from the concussion protocol. Let's fast forward Christmas Day against the Green Bay Packers. Dolphins lose the game 26-20. The next day, it was announced that he had entered the concussion protocol after experiencing symptoms he suffered in the game. If you watch some of the highlight reels and Twitter and everything that's been popping up on social media, there was a sack that Tua had taken and the back of his head had hit the field. And, you know, I mean, when they showed this video, it was almost as though it was like, oh no, not this again. And it turned out that's what had happened. Winds up suffering his second concussion in 3 months. As a result of that, head coach Mike McDaniels had confirmed that Tua did suffer the concussion, would not play in the game against the New England Patriots for week 17. But we've been through this same song and dance before with Tua Tagovailoa. The NFL, when the situation that happened with the Cincinnati Bengals, they revamped the concussion policy, the concussion protocol. The NFL and the NFL Players Association, they revised the concussion protocol policy as a result of what happened with Tua earlier in the year in the game against Cincinnati. Now, this is the man's second concussion in 3 months. I don't know who's to blame for this, the Miami Dolphins, the National Football League, or I don't know who's to blame in this, but I do know one thing. Tua needs to sit out the rest of the year. Miami is poised right now for a playoff run, a possible playoff game. Tua needs to sit out the rest of the year. Could retirement be imminent? I think it's possible. I think Tua needs to hang it up. If you know, again, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not trained in neurotrauma or being a neurosurgeon or things of that nature. However, when you know about concussions, you know they add up. Then the tissue in the brain is very soft, and you know the brain was just not made to take hits like that. There's a certain parts of the human body where blunt force trauma or blunt force is not made to have, you know, impact is not made to be on certain parts of the brain. It's very sensitive, and that part of the body is not made for blunt force trauma to be taken like that over and over again. So I don't know. I definitely would not rule out Tua possibly retiring. I think the man, you know, again, when you think about concussions add up. After you had one and you had multiple concussions, they start adding up, and then it takes a toll on your long-term health. And we're not just talking about Tua Tagovailoa, the football player. We're talking about Tua, the human being. Tua's recently married. He has a child, and he's got so much to look forward to. He's got a lot to live for. Very intelligent and someone that can be a pillar in his community. He's already been a pillar in his community, but Tua won't be playing in this game against the New England Patriots. I don't think he should play in week 18 in the final game of the regular season. I really think he should strongly consider retiring. But that's just me. But, you know, Tua's a competitor. He's a fighter. So we'll see how this plays out. But, again, we've been through this same song and dance with Tagovailoa and concussions. I mean, this is the second one in 3 months. And, again, the NFL Players Association, word just came in that they're going to be doing a joint investigation in regards to Tua and with what happened in the game on Christmas Day against the Green Bay Packers. Bottom line is this: Tua Tagovailoa needs to save himself because the NFL is not saving him. So he needs to put himself first, put his health first, so that way he can be a pillar in society and he can be someone that can be a driving force for his family. And we wish Tua a great health, and hopefully he'll make the wise decision and really consider thinking about the long term and not the short term. And for my final storyline, this one was a surprise coming in this week. J.J. Watt announces his retirement. That's right, J.J. Watt, after 12, this will be his 13th and final season in the NFL. And I'll tell you one thing. When you know about J.J. Watt, you look at him, he was one of those players that was just born to play defense. He was made to be a defensive lineman. J.J. Watt, three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, of former Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award winner, five-time Pro Bowler, led the league in sacks twice. J.J. Watt has put together a future first ballot Hall of Famer. Again, when you talk about one of the greatest defensive linemen of all time, you think of just J.J. Watt. I mean, he wreaked havoc on opposing offenses during his time as a member of the Houston Texans. And, of course, he did some solid things during his, well, now two seasons with the Arizona Cardinals. But this came kind of like a surprise, not just to me, but to a lot of people as well. And, of course, you know, earlier in the year, J.J. had went through a health problem where he had to have his heart shocked back into rhythm. He went through an issue with his heart, and he had to have his shocked back into rhythm. So that was a scary thing for a moment earlier in the year. But, again, congratulations on a great career, J.J., and what during your time, so many great seasons with the Houston Texans, and, of course, during your short time, your contribution with the Arizona Cardinals. Now, if you know about J.J., you know that he's got brothers that play in the National Football League. Both of them play on the same team with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fullback Derek Watt and, of course, I mean, linebacker T.J. Watt. What can you say? T.J. Watt is a man. He's definitely following in his brother J.J.'s footsteps, man. But congratulations on your retirement, J.J., and I know you're going to do some great things, whether it be broadcasting or whether it be maybe an entrepreneur, whatever it is, man. Just congratulations to you, man, on a very stellar career. And he definitely is going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer as he wears that gold jacket one day in Canton, Ohio. All right, before we go to break, I have some couple of more things I want to pass along to you. The Pro Bowl rosters have been announced, and Before I give you the information on how the new Pro Bowl format is going to be presented, here are the AFC and the NFC rosters. Starting off with the AFC on the offensive side, the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs is Patrick Mahomes. The reserves are going to be Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills and Joe Burrow from the Cincinnati Bengals. The starting running back will be Nick Chubb from the Cleveland Browns. And the reserves are going to be Josh Jacobs from the Las Vegas Raiders and Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans. The starting fullback from the Baltimore Ravens is Patrick Ricard. The starting wide receivers, Tyreek Hill from the Miami Dolphins and Stephon Diggs from the Buffalo Bills. The reserves are going to be Jamar Chase from the Cincinnati Bengals and Devontae Adams from the Las Vegas Raiders. The starting tight end is going to be Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs, and the reserves are going to be Mark Andrews from the Baltimore Ravens. Both of those tight ends have had great seasons this year. Big ups to Travis and Mark. The starting offensive tackles are going to be Laremy Tunsil from the Houston Texans and Teron Armstead from the Miami Dolphins. And the reserve is going to be Orlando Brown Jr. from the Kansas City Chiefs. The starting offensive guard will be Quentin Nelson from the Indianapolis Colts and Joel Bitonio from the Cleveland Browns. And the reserve is going to be Joe Thuney from the Kansas City Chiefs. The starting center is going to be Creed Humphrey from the Kansas City Chiefs. And the reserve is going to be Mitch Morse from the Buffalo Bills. That's your roster for the AFC offense. Now here's the roster for the AFC defense. The starting defensive ends will be Myles Garrett from the Cleveland Browns and Max Crosby from the Las Vegas Raiders. The reserve is going to be Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals. The starting defensive tackles will be Chris Jones from the Kansas City Chiefs and Quinnen Williams from the New York Jets. The reserves are going to be Jeffrey Simmons from the Tennessee Titans. The starting outside linebackers are going to be Matt Judon from the New England Patriots and Khalil Mack from the Los Angeles Chargers, and the reserve is going to be T.J. Watt from the Pittsburgh Steelers. The starting inside middle linebacker, Roquan Smith from the Baltimore Ravens, and the reserve is going to be C.J. Mosley from the New York Jets. Starting cornerbacks, Sauce Gardner from the New York Jets and Patrick Surtain II from the Denver Broncos. And the reserves are going to be Marlon Humphrey from the Baltimore Ravens and Xavien Howard from the Miami Dolphins. The starting free safety is going to be Minka Fitzpatrick from the Pittsburgh Steelers. The starting strong safety is going to be Derwin James from the Los Angeles Chargers. And the reserve is going to be Jordan Poyer from the Buffalo Bills. That's your AFC defense. Now the AFC special teams, the long snapper is going to be Morgan Cox from the Tennessee Titans. The punter is going to be Tommy Townsend from the Kansas City Chiefs. The place kicker, Mr. Iron Leg himself, Justin Tucker from the Baltimore Ravens. The return specialist is going to be Devin Duvernay from the Baltimore Ravens. And the special teams is Justin Hardy from the New York Jets. That's your AFC roster. Now, here's the NFC roster. Starting off on offense, quarterback is going to be Jalen Hurts from the Philadelphia Eagles. The reserves are going to be Geno Smith from the Seattle Seahawks and Kirk Cousins from the Minnesota Vikings. The starting running back will be Saquon Barkley from the New York Giants, and the reserves are going to be Tony Pollard from the Dallas Cowboys and Miles Sanders from the Philadelphia Eagles. The starting fullback will be from the San Francisco 49ers, Kyle Juszczyk. The starting wide receivers is Mr. All-World receiver himself, Justin Jefferson, representing the Minnesota Vikings, and A.J. Brown from the Philadelphia Eagles. And the reserves are going to be CeeDee Lamb from the Dallas Cowboys and Scary Terry, that's right, Terry McLaurin from the Washington Commanders. The starting tight end is going to be George Kittle from the San Francisco 49ers, and the reserve is going to be T.J. Hockenson from the Minnesota Vikings. The starting offensive tackles are going to be Trent Williams from the San Francisco 49ers. I tell you, Trent, one of the best in the business, still getting it done at the tackle position. And we have from the Philadelphia Eagles, Lane Johnson. And the reserve is going to be Tristan Wirfs from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The starting offensive guards are going to be Zach Martin from the Dallas Cowboys and Landon Dickerson from the Philadelphia Eagles. And at the reserve is going to be Chris Lindstrom from the Atlanta Falcons. The starting center will be Mr. Jason Kelce from the Philadelphia Eagles. And at the reserve is going to be Frank Ragnow from the Detroit Lions. We move along now to the defense for the NFC. And, man, if you thought the AFC defense was stocked, man, the NFC is locked and loaded. Starting off at the defensive end position, the starters are going to be Nick Bosa from the San Francisco 49ers and Brian Burns from the Carolina Panthers. And the reserve is going to be DeMarcus Lawrence from the Dallas Cowboys. The starting defensive tackles are going to be Mr. Aaron Donald from the Los Angeles Rams and Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders. And the reserve is going to be Dexter Lawrence from the New York Giants. The starting outside linebackers, 11 from heaven, Micah Parsons representing the Dallas Cowboys. And then we have Za'Darius Smith from the Minnesota Vikings. And the reserve is going to be Hassan Reddick from the Philadelphia Eagles. The starting inside middle linebacker, Fred Warner representing the San Francisco 49ers. And the reserve is going to be DeMario Davis from the New Orleans Saints. The starting cornerbacks are going to be Darius Big Play Slay from the Philadelphia Eagles and Trayvon Diggs from the Dallas Cowboys. And the reserves are going to be Tariq Woolen from the Seattle Seahawks and Jair Alexander from the Green Bay Packers. The starting free safety is going to be Quandre Diggs representing the Seattle Seahawks. The starting strong safety will be Buda Baker representing the Arizona Cardinals. And the reserve is going to be Talanoa Hufanga from the San Francisco 49ers. I tell you what, if you watch the 49ers this year, you know about their defense. That's their pedigree. That's their bread and butter. And Talanoa Hufanga has been tremendous this year for the 49ers. He'll be the reserve strong safety. We move along now to special teams. The long snapper will be representing the Minnesota Vikings. It's going to be Andrew DePaola, followed by at the punter position, it's going to be Tress Way from the Washington Commanders. The place kicker, Jason Myers from the Seattle Seahawks. The return specialist is going to be Kevontae Turpin from the Dallas Cowboys. And that special teams is going to be Jeremy Reeves from the Washington Commanders. And those are your 2023 AFC, NFC Pro Bowl rosters. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the format is going to change this year. Instead of having the traditional Pro Bowl game, the whole week is going to be devoted to skills competitions. And it's going to culminate at the end of the week with a non-contact flag football game. So, again, no more traditional Pro Bowl game. Throughout the week, it will be skills competitions. And at the end of the week, the Pro Bowl festivities will end with a non-contact flag football game. So the captain, the head coach of the AFC will be Peyton Manning, and the head coach of the NFC, Eli Manning. So again, the 2023 Pro Bowl will take place on February the 5th, 2023, in Las Vegas, Nevada, at Allegiant Stadium, which is the home of the Las Vegas Raiders, and it will be on ESPN, ABC, and Disney XD. All right, some other news to pass along to you. Derek Carr has been benched for the remainder of the year in favor of backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham. This is a surprise right here. I thought Josh McDaniels would finish the rest of the way with Derek Carr with the Las Vegas Raiders. But as they say, the NFL doesn't just stand for the National Football League. It also stands for not for long, and not for long will you have a job. And Derek Carr found that out because he has been benched in favor of Jarrett Stidham for the remainder of the year. So now this puts Derek Carr's future with the Raiders and in limbo for a moment. There are reports that Derek Carr, a lot of teams are linked to the possibility, have been linked to Derek Carr for the 2023 season. The New Orleans Saints is one of them. The New York Giants. There's a couple of other teams that have been linked to Derek Carr and maybe possibly taking over the remainder of that contract. We'll have to see, because that contract is very hefty. He signed a 3-year, $121.5 million extension during the offseason. Matter of fact, it was this April that he signed it. It has a no-trade clause. So it's going to be interesting how his future holds up with the Las Vegas Raiders. But anyway, let's get back to the present. Derek Carr benched in favor of backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham for the remainder of the year. Josh Norman, that name sounds familiar. Yeah, well, Josh Norman, you know him for a great seasons with the Carolina Panthers, also a Washington football team, later Commanders. Then he played 1 year in Buffalo and 1 year in San Francisco. Well, guess what? He's back in the NFL. He is re-signed with the Carolina Panthers, so he assigned to the team's practice squad. So Josh Norman back in the NFL. If you know about Josh, you know he's a jawjacker, someone that gets in opponents' faces, unapologetic, very emotional, plays with his heart on his sleeve. Odell Beckham Jr. Knows a thing or two about Josh Norman when those two played against each other. And when Odell was in New York and Josh's first stint in Carolina. So Josh Norman back in the NFL, and he has signed to the Carolina Panthers practice squad. And finally, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl winner Ed Reed will be the new head coach at Bethune-Cookman University. Previous coaching experience for Reed was an assistant defensive backs coach for the Buffalo Bills for 1 year, then spent 3 years as an administrator as the chief of staff at the University of Miami for their football program, and now he's the new head coach of the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats. And if you remember Ed Reed in his playing days, he was the ultimate ball hawk. I mean, a premier athlete, again, a defensive player of the year, multiple Pro Bowls, Super Bowl champion with the Baltimore Ravens, also played 1 year with the Houston Texans and 1 year with the New York Jets, and again, Pro Football Hall of Famer, also a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. So, again, a big congratulations to Ed Reed becoming the new head coach of the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll talk about the most important games for Week 17 in the National Football League. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the League Wraparound. And again, congratulations to Ed Reed getting the new gig at Bethune-Cookman. So again, we have more show for you coming up after the break, a preview of Week 17's most important games. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the League Wraparound.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
In just a few weeks, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in Ohio. Right now, all new customers will receive $200 in free bets when you sign up today using code SWING.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966. 21 and over and physically present in Ohio. Eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. Subject to regulatory licensing requirements. One per new customer. $200 issued as $825 free bets. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Ends first day DraftKings is allowed to operate in Ohio. See terms and official rules at DKNG.co/OH.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
When I was in high school, I was physically at school, but my mind wasn't at school. I had problems at home, and that's hard when you feel like you're doing it alone. That's when I met Narnese, my mom, as I'll call her. She started helping me a little bit, like, Mia, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but your future is more important. She's my strength. Just being a support for those hard days and those hard nights, not giving up on me. Thank you to my mama. I wouldn't have did this if it wasn't for her. Today is for my mama and everybody who had my back. It takes a village to help somebody get their diploma. Some people think, well, maybe it's really not that big of a deal, but it really is. It changes your whole life.
Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org.
In just a few weeks, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in Ohio. Right now, all new customers will receive $200 in free bets when you sign up today using code SWING.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966. 21 and over and physically present in Ohio. Eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. Subject to regulatory licensing requirements. One per new customer. $200 issued as $825 free bets. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Ends first day DraftKings is allowed to operate in Ohio. See terms and official rules at DKNG.co/OH.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus, and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We don't have to tell you that you've got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to look forward to. It's hard to imagine how much you could lose if you lost just one thing, your sight. Before you notice, you may be in very serious trouble, because once you lose your vision to glaucoma, it's gone forever. Groups at high risk for glaucoma include African Americans and Hispanics over the age of 40, those with a family history of glaucoma, people with diabetes, and anyone over age 50. The only way to detect glaucoma before your sight starts disappearing is with a dilated eye exam. A dilated eye exam is a simple, painless test that can detect early signs of glaucoma and other eye diseases. Call your eye doctor today to schedule a dilated eye exam. After all, you have a lot to look forward to. Get a dilated eye exam before glaucoma gets you. Get the facts. Visit preventblindness.org/glaucoma.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for a preview of Week 17's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football, the Dallas Cowboys, Tennessee Titans. First for Dallas, an important and an emotional win that they had on Christmas Eve, beating their NFC East rival, Philadelphia Eagles. Dak Prescott made key plays when it mattered the most, not just with Dak, but also CeeDee Lamb coming into his own and really showing that he can be that quality wide receiver that coming out of Oklahoma that people had very high hopes for him. And So far this year, he's gotten over the hump. So Dak showed up and showed out in the game against Philly. CeeDee Lamb handled his business. Tony Pollard being the dual threat running back that he is. Ezekiel Elliott made his contributions felt as well. And on the defensive side, you had DeMarcus Lawrence making plays, Malik Hooker, Deron Bland, also Jayron Kearse, Micah Parsons doing what he does best. So Dallas is riding a high right now, beating their rival Philadelphia on Christmas Eve. As for the Tennessee Titans, the Titans lost a close game on Christmas Eve to the Houston Texans. Ryan Tannehill out for the remainder of the year, suffering a high ankle sprain. So Malik Willis is going to come in and finish the year for him. This is an important game. I mean, it's an important game for Dallas in terms of being at the top of the NFC and getting a higher seed. For Tennessee, it is extremely important because they're fighting for their playoff lives. They're in the hunt right now. They're maybe a game and a half or like two games behind Jacksonville right now in the AFC South, but Tennessee is in the hunt, and they have to win their remaining games, and they're going to need help. So this is going to be an important game in Music City, USA. We've got Malik Willis starting on the Thursday night against a team that is just riding a high road, well, a team that's just starting to get back on track, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. And Dak Prescott came up big in the game against Philly, and CeeDee Lamb showed up big as well. So we've got the Dallas Cowboys going up against the Tennessee Titans. The most important, this is going to be a big game for both of these teams, especially for the Tennessee Titans. So Dallas versus Tennessee, Thursday night football. The Miami Dolphins square off against the New England Patriots. First, for Miami, as I mentioned earlier in the program, Tua Tagovailoa suffered a concussion in the game on Christmas Day against the Green Bay Packers. He will not play in this game. He is in the league concussion protocol. Teddy Bridgewater is going to get the start against the New England Patriots. So the Dolphins, bad enough going through that tough loss on Christmas Day, then they're dealing with the issue again in terms of concussion with Tua, and now Teddy Bridgewater comes in. He's an experienced vet. He's solid. If you watched a lot of NFL football for a while, you know about Teddy Bridgewater's pedigree. So Teddy and the Dolphins will head to the Northeast, to the New England area, to take on the New England Patriots. Tough loss for the Patriots to the Cincinnati Bengals, and they've got another home game to redeem themselves. Mac Jones was fined by the league for that dangerous hit, that cheap shot to the lower area of Cincinnati Bengals defensive back Eli Apple. And Mac was saying he didn't realize it was a dirty hit. He said that he was just playing football. So the Patriots have had distractions with the Mac Jones situation. Then they're trying to come off of that tough loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. So this is an important win for both teams. Miami's, for the moment, they're in the playoffs, but they need to win to keep that playoff spot. New England is in the playoff hunt, so they're fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive. Remember, they have to win their remaining games, and the same goes for the Miami Dolphins. This is going to be a dogfight up in Foxborough, Massachusetts, between the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots. Interesting game in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia between the New Orleans Saints and the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start off with the Eagles for a moment. Jalen Hurts did not play in the game on Christmas Eve last week for the Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys. Gardner Minshew came in, and Minshew Mania did what he could do, getting a lot of his players involved in the offense, making key throws to Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, just to name a few. But fortunately, Gardner just didn't have enough towards the end as his team of Philly would lose to the Dallas Cowboys. So now the Eagles, again, if they beat New Orleans, they get the number one seed, they get a first-round bye, and they get home field throughout the playoffs. Now, head coach Nick Sirianni has said he has not ruled out playing Jalen Hurts for this game against New Orleans. In my opinion, Jalen doesn't need to play in this game. Just The longer the rest, the better. Just get him ready for what matters most, which is the playoff run. But Coach Sirianni not ruling out not playing Jalen Hurts. But my thing is this, Gardner Minshew played a solid game against the Cowboys. They didn't win, but he put up some fantastic numbers against the Cowboys, and I think he would be just as good against the New Orleans Saints. So again, the Eagles, they beat New Orleans, they get the number one seed, first round bye, and they get home field throughout the playoffs. As for the New Orleans Saints, they still have a chance to not only get into the playoffs, they have a possible shot at winning the NFC South and possibly hosting a wild card playoff game. New Orleans beat Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb, Miles Garrett, and the crew up in Cleveland, beating the Cleveland Browns in frigid temperatures on Christmas Eve, beating them 19-14. So the Saints still have their playoff hopes as well. Let's not count out New Orleans as well. It's been a tough year for them with the whole head coaching situation with Dennis Allen, then the whole quarterback situation with Jameis Winston, and then him being benched in favor of Andy Dalton. I guess the only thing that could cure the Saints fans' heartache besides a couple of Sazeracs and a daiquiri and a bowl of gumbo and some beignets would be the Saints going to the playoffs and possibly winning the NFC South. So this is an important game for both New Orleans and Philadelphia, Saints versus Eagles in the city of brotherly love. The Carolina Panthers going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mentioned the New Orleans Saints earlier. Carolina and Tampa Bay, both of these teams are in the NFC South with New Orleans. What's so significant about this game? Again, similar to the Saints, Carolina and Tampa Bay, if they win out or they can at least win one game, not only do they earn a spot into the playoffs, they could win the NFC South and host a wild card playoff game. Tampa Bay, for the moment, they have control of the NFC South. Wasn't a pretty game on Christmas night, Sunday night football, but they went to overtime, beat the Arizona Cardinals. For the Carolina Panthers, the Panthers had an impressive win over the Detroit Lions. So for Tampa, we know about the tough year that Tom Brady has had dealing with the personal issues. He had trouble in paradise. He got that situation straight, and now he's just trying to be on the mend and trying to get defensive line. They've been hampered by injuries. They've been hampered by injuries on the defensive side as well. So Tampa is just trying to finish the rest of the season strong and trying to win the NFC South and host a playoff game. For the Carolina Panthers, they've had their troubles as well. Baker Mayfield, starting quarterback earlier in the year, benched, and in comes Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold didn't do his part. In comes P.J. Walker. P.J. Walker laying an egg. Back in comes Sam Darnold, and Sam is doing his part the last several weeks for the Carolina Panthers. Panthers head coach Matt Rhule fired. In comes the interim head coach, Steve Wilks. And Steve Wilks has done a fantastic job in the short amount of time that he's been the interim for Carolina. So this is going to be a big one down in Tampa, Florida, between the Carolina Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The New York Jets square off against the Seattle Seahawks. First for the Seahawks. The Seahawks went to Kansas City in frigid, almost single-digit temperatures at Arrowhead, and they couldn't get it done against the juggernaut known as Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City Chiefs offense. And also the Chiefs defense handled their business as well in the loss to Seattle. So Seattle will be back home in the Pacific Northwest. And again, they need this victory too, because Seattle is in the hunt as well. They're fighting for their playoff lives as well. They need to win out. They need to win their remaining games, and they're going to need help as well. So the Seahawks going back home, going to be good for them. Geno Smith at quarterback, he's going to have his confidence back, hopefully. Kenneth Walker, also DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, those guys are going to have their confidence back going back home. So while Seattle's got confidence getting back home to the Pacific Northwest, the New York Jets they've gained a little bit of confidence too. Zach Wilson laid an egg Thursday night, last Thursday night against the Jacksonville Jaguars, came in. What we know about Chris, he played in the Canadian Football League. let's just say Chris did the best that he could under the strange circumstances last Thursday night. But Mike White is returning, and that's big because the Jets, their playoff hopes are still alive as well. So Mike White gives them a solid chance for the Jets to possibly play in the playoffs going further into January. So Mike White is coming back for the Jets. That's a glimmer of hope for them. And the Seahawks, they're playing for a lot as well. So it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a dogfight in Seattle between the New York Jets and the Seattle Seahawks. Next game is going to be an NFC North rivalry game, the Minnesota Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers. First for the Vikings, Christmas Eve. What a finish it was between the Vikings and their opponent, the New York Giants. Greg Joseph, he has been automatic for the Vikings this year. Last second field goal, Vikings beat the Giants 27-24. And the Vikings, man, they have had some very, very close games this season. The week before that, the Minneapolis Miracle 2 in overtime, beating the Indianapolis Colts, thanks to guess who? Greg Joseph. And man, these last couple of weeks have been eventful for the Minnesota Vikings, and they want to continue that momentum by going to Green Bay to take on their rival, Green Bay Packers. First, for Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, rough start for him in the game against the Miami Dolphins on Christmas Day, but Aaron got it together along with the running game, the great combo of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. And then Green, give a lot of credit to Green Bay's defense. Devondre Campbell was big in that game against Miami, getting an interception. Jair Alexander was solid as well. So Green Bay made some quality plays on the defensive side to help them beat the Miami Dolphins. And then the week before that, on Monday night, beating the Los Angeles Rams at Lambeau Field. So Minnesota, Green Bay, this is going to be a dogfight. Remember, Green Bay still alive as well. They need to win their remaining games, and they're going to need a lot of help. But Aaron Rodgers, don't want to bet against him. Back-to-back reigning league MVP, you never want to bet against number 12. It's been a tough year for him, but you still don't want to bet against him. But Minnesota, they've been riding a high the last couple of weeks as well. So this should be a great one at Lambeau Field between Minnesota and Green Bay. Sunday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens. First for Pittsburgh, Christmas Eve night, it was an emotional game honoring the late, great Franco Harris. They retired his jersey number, his number 32, also celebrating the anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. Not a pretty game that the Steelers had against the Las Vegas Raiders, but hey, they won by a field goal. They're 13-10. So the Steelers on that emotional high from Christmas Eve night, beating their long rival Raiders. And then on top of that, the Steelers the week before that, the Carolina Panthers in a very close game. Now, when they met several weeks ago, the Steelers lost by 2 points in Pittsburgh to their rival Baltimore Ravens. This time, the series shifts to Baltimore for a Sunday night matchup. First for the Ravens, Baltimore, they beat the Atlanta Falcons in a very close game. And Tyler Huntley did his job, handled his business, beating the Atlanta Falcons. So Tyler Huntley is going to come in this Sunday night matchup. Lamar Jackson not going to be able to play for this one, but we've got Tyler Huntley, we've got Kenny Pickett, we've also got T.J. Watt. And when you think of Pittsburgh and Baltimore, it's hard-hitting, it's no-nonsense, it's old-school NFL football. Running game, defense, is going to be a lot of that and then some. A lot of J.K. Dobbins, a lot of Najee Harris, and it's just going to be a dogfight between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens Sunday night football. Monday night, we have the best of the best when it comes to the quarterback position. Josh Allen versus Joe Burrow, the Buffalo Bills versus the Cincinnati Bengals. First for the Buffalo Bills, the Bills had an impressive win over the Chicago Bears on Christmas Eve. And then the week before that, a very emotional game in the midst of snow flurries, beating the Miami Dolphins by a last-second field goal. And in the week before that, they would beat the New York Jets. So the Bills are in the midst of a winning streak right now. If I'm not mistaken, the Bills have currently won. They're like on a 5 or 6 game winning streak right now. So the Bills have been unstoppable right now. And if you know the situation that's going on currently in Buffalo, they've went through teetotal hell this past week with the blizzard, and people have a lot of casualties, and a lot of families have suffered in terms of the frigid weather going through blizzard conditions. So the Bills, they're coming into this game on Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals riding an emotional high. For Cincinnati, close win over the New England Patriots. Then a week before that, they went to Tampa, handled their business, beating Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then the week before that, in the Battle of Ohio, beating Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. And then also the week before that, an impressive win over Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Bengals, similar to the Buffalo Bills, they're on a long winning streak right now. So this is the makings of what has to be a shootout of a classic between two great quarterbacks, two masters at work, two masters just entering their prime, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. The Buffalo Bills versus the Cincinnati Bengals, this is definitely going to be an exciting game. Coming up after the break, I'll have my game of the week. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The League Wraparound.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Terry Bradshaw here to remind you that rheumatic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus are important to know about. 1 in 4 Americans has a rheumatic disease, and I'm one of them. And if you're like me, folks, you don't have time for arthritis to slow you down. Between being a sportscaster, making movies, and checking things off my honey-do list, I'm busier now than I've ever been. Flare-ups aren't fun, which is why I follow the orders of my rheumatologist. Eating healthy, staying active, not smoking, taking my meds, and managing my stress all keep me going. I've also committed to my health by taking the American College of Rheumatology's pledge to live well with rheumatic disease, and you should too. Know the signs, get help, and take care of yourself, folks. Visit simpletax.org to take the pledge to live well.
We don't have to tell you that you've got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to look forward to. It's hard to imagine how much you could lose if you lost just one thing, your sight. Before you notice, you may be in very serious trouble, because once you lose your vision to glaucoma, it's gone forever. Groups at high risk for glaucoma include African Americans and Hispanics over the age of 40, those with a family history of glaucoma, people with diabetes, and anyone over age 50. The only way to detect glaucoma before your sight starts disappearing is with a dilated eye exam. A dilated eye exam is a simple, painless test that can detect early signs of glaucoma and other eye diseases. Call your eye doctor today to schedule a dilated eye exam. After all, you have a lot to look forward to. Get a dilated eye exam before glaucoma gets you. Get the facts. Visit preventblindness.org/glaucoma.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. My game of the week is going to be the Minnesota Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers. When you think of the Packers and the Vikings, you think of one of the best rivalries. Not just the first meeting that the Packers and the Vikings had was on October the 22nd of 1961. The Packers beat the Vikings 33-7. And their last meeting was September the 11th of 2022 with the Vikings beating the Packers 23-7. These two teams have met 124 times. The Packers lead the all-time series 64-57-3. 64 wins, 57 losses, and 3 ties. And I've got to tell you, when you think of the Packers-Vikings rivalry, there's so many names that come to mind, like the head coaches for the Packers, Vince Lombardi, Mike Holmgren. For the Vikings, you think of Bud Grant and also Dennis Green. And so many great players that have been a part of this rivalry, like Randy Moss, Randall Cunningham, also Antonio Freeman, Sterling Sharp, Ryan Longwell, Greg Jennings, Adrian Peterson. The list just goes on. Bart Starr, also Ray Nitschke, Fran Tarkenton, of course, the Purple People Eaters, that Vikings defense. You name it. These two teams have had so many great Hall of Fame players, and they've produced so many great games. These two teams play in the upper Midwest. When you think of the upper Midwest and when you think of NFL football from the middle of November going into early January, you know the temperatures are going to be frigid, especially going to Green Bay where they play outdoors at Lambeau Field. So with this game taking place on New Year's Day, Minnesota, Green Bay, you know the superstars for the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, that solid defense, and of course, Mr. All-World receiver himself, Justin Jefferson. For the Green Bay Packers, you think of Aaron Jones. You also think of a quarterback, number 12, Aaron Rodgers. He is the reigning league back-to-back MVP. Minnesota and Green Bay, they've provided so many highlights for so many decades, and I think more memories are going to be made in this game on New Year's Day between the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. You know the names, you know the history, you know the stars, past and present, and there's going to be some future stars that are going to be made in this game. Christian Watson, I think he's going to have a great game against the Minnesota Vikings. He started to turn it up as of late as well. So, and I think when it's all said and done, I think it's going to come down to the quarterbacks. The NFL is a league full of quarterbacks, and you've got Kirk Cousins going up against Aaron Rodgers. It should be a fun one. The Minnesota Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I'm going to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 17's most important games. Thursday night football, the Dallas Cowboys versus the Tennessee Titans. Dallas to win that game. The Miami Dolphins versus the New England Patriots. I like New England to win that game. The New Orleans Saints versus the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think Philly learned their lesson in the loss last week from Dallas. I like Philadelphia to beat New Orleans and to become the number one seed and get home field and that first round bye throughout the playoffs. The Carolina Panthers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is going to be an ugly game, but it's going to be a close game. I like Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win. The New York Jets versus the Seattle Seahawks. I like Seattle to win that game. My game of the week, the Minnesota Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers. I like Green Bay to win in a close one. Sunday night football, the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens. I like Pittsburgh to win that game. Monday night football, the Buffalo Bills versus the Cincinnati Bengals. This is going to be a very tight game, but I like Buffalo to win. I think Buffalo is going to ride an emotional high consider what has happened during the course of the week with the blizzard and the frigid conditions. I think Buffalo's got so much to play for in this game. I like Buffalo to beat Cincinnati. So my picks to win Week 17's most important games are Dallas, New England, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, Seattle, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo. And there you have it. That's it. That's going to conclude this another exciting edition of the league wraparound. And on behalf of my family to yours, I'd like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoyed your Christmas. And we'd like to wish you a very safe, happy, blessed, and a prosperous new year. Until next week, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.